10-minute speaker is James P. from San Diego.
Good evening, James Alcoholic. Super grateful. Thank you guys for asking me to be of service. And congratulations to people who took time. Janice, 15 years, that's huge. When I first got sober, 15 minutes seemed like 15 years. And there's still times today where 15 minutes seems like 15 years. So that's huge. I'm going to keep it simple tonight and just focus on my experience, strength, and hope, and what happened, what it was like, and what it's like now. So I started drinking when I was about 11 years old, and off the rip, I drank for effect. I never liked it, you know, liked the taste of alcohol. I did like the effect, though. I was always kind of problem child, always crawling out of my skin, getting into trouble, and the second that I ingested alcohol into my body was like, it's just a way to lift it off my shoulders. And it was something that I kind of fell in love with. And ever since then, I've been chasing that in various forms. And it really, I think it was my first blackout when I was like 13 or 14. And I just remember my friend wanting to fight me the next morning. And I told myself I'd never drink again. And I, you know, that cycle continued on for another, you know, 8 or 9 years. I just continued to get worse and worse. I lost count of all the times that I would wake up in the ER or, you know, the trauma unit, and then I would, on the way out, be calling my connect, trying to get some more because I knew, like, I'm going to sober up really quick and this is going to suck, so I need to get some more of my juice, you know? And you know, I first was introduced to these rooms. I actually came to this particular room when I was about 15 years old. I should have gotten my first Dewey. You know, I dodged a bullet then, but I was not ready to hear the message at that time. Then I came back again when I was 17, in and out of the rooms. I think I had like 9 months at one point. And it wasn't until, I was like 20... somewhere around 20 years old, I was finally sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I was willing to hear what you guys had to say and really put into action the suggestions. My last drunk, I was at a park, and I was like, you know, typical routine, you know, I was like getting in a fight with this homeless dude, and then woke up the next morning, and I said, I'm done. You know, I was over it. I rode my bike to a noon meeting, and, you know, fortunately, I had a gentleman reach out to me and was willing to take me under his wing and tell me, like, look, this is what I did. If you want to do it, there's a good chance that this might keep you sober. And I just rode to that noon meeting every day, super pissed off on my, you know, wanting to throw my skateboard through someone's windshield. And, you know, but I just kept suiting up and showing up and, you know, doing the suggestions that my sponsor had me do. And, you know, to be honest, I still did a lot of messed up stuff in early recovery. And I didn't really understand the importance of that until later. I was in a sober living, and my house manager was like, you know, I got busted for shoplifting or something. And he made this big deal out of it, threw me under the bus, almost like kicked me out of the sober living. And at the time I was like, what's the big deal? You know, I'm just stealing like something silly, you know, like pack of mints or something. And at the time, like, I was so pissed off at everybody, quick to point the finger at everybody else except for myself. And, you know, he really told me, he's like, that kind of behavior isn't going to fly in sobriety. You know, being honest, being dishonest, stealing, lying, cheating, you know, that kind of old behavior that I exude when I was in my addiction, it doesn't fly in recovery. And I had to learn that the hard way. You know, I got to a point where I was very miserable. I was not comfortable in my own skin, you know, nobody trusted me, and I was on the verge of relapse a few times. Unfortunately, you know, I did a solid inventory and I cleared up the wreckage of my past and of currently. And, you know, when I did my 4-step for the first time, you know, it was the first time I really faced a lot of a lot of heavy stuff, you know, stuff that I've been avoiding since I was a child. And this is the first time I actually had dealt with my sexual molestation from when I was a child. And, you know, I didn't realize how much emotional weight that actually continued to bear on me. And I was trying to avoid that the majority of my life. And as I was bringing that up with my sponsor and just having that release come down, I cried like a baby for like 30 minutes. And I realized that, like, I'm only as sick as my secrets. And those are the secrets that I was taking to the grave that I thought I wasn't going to tell anybody. And, you know, realizing he looked at me, he's like, yeah, me too, you know, and hearing that really kind of dropped those barriers down. And like, I just dumped it all on the table, man. And I all that stuff was what was blocking me off from God. And once I was able to clear that channel, you know, like I was able to really start to have that connection, like they talk about in the book, those promises come true and really have the freedom that, you know, that's what I wanted. And if I wasn't going to experience the freedom in these rooms, I was going to go out and get dope or get loaded. So, you know, for me, that's what I was looking for. You know, when I was out there using and drinking, I was looking for the best of the best. You know, I wanted to get the best shit to get me the most messed up. And, you know, the same rules apply to coming in recovery. You know, I want the best of the best. I want to have the results, and I want them now. So, you know, my suggestion to anybody that's new is to really take this thing serious and grab a sponsor, somebody that you can confide into, and just know that, you know, we've all seen it before. You know, anything that I've told my sponsor, he just kind of laughed. He was like, dude, I've done that like 5 times. And, you know, the promise is coming true. What it's like now, I've been sober for, I got sober when I was 20 years old. I'm 23 right now. So I've got about a little over 2.5 years. And, you know, in that short amount of time, my life's fucking skyrocketed into a whole nother dimension. I can go on about all the material things I have, the girlfriend, you know, all that stuff. But more importantly, I have a relationship with a God that I call, or a higher power that I call God. And that, to me, is the cornerstone of my life today. If it wasn't for my relationship with God, I wouldn't be standing here today. And I know that to be a fact. And, you know, I just can't stress enough or encourage anybody that's new, man, just keep sticking with it. You know, I've seen people come and go so many times. I've lost so many friends to this disease. And it essentially comes down to a willingness to change. And the only thing that has to change is everything. You know, there's no easy way to put it, but I can assure you that the promise is, if you stick it through the first 30, 60, 90 days, it does get a lot easier. It gets a lot better. And with that, I'll wrap it up. Thank you.